flight tracker. On the back of the airplane seat, directly in front of me, is an entertainment console with music, movies, and diversions. If I hit a flight tracker button on the console, I can see the path of our current flight in midair, the wind speed, plane speed, miles traveled, miles to go. A little symbolic airplane on the screen in front of me is following a perfect white line that connects where I started this trip and where I'm ending this trip. Right now, my plane is halfway across the Pacific Ocean. The worst thing about this flight is that I will have to wave at Denver as we fly over it, and then board a plane in Minneapolis to fly back to Denver, which adds hours to my journey. My car is parked in one of the Denver International Airport parking lots. If I was a parachuting guy, I could pull a D.B. Cooper and bail out without any money, just to save hours off my trip. One of these days, Scott Trex will fly around the world without having to backtrack, take all direct flights, and eat caviar in first class. There will be plenty of legroom, and all stewardesses will be knockouts, hired entirely for their hourglass anatomy. Scott Trex has become my own personal flight tracker. Keeping track of where I am, in space and time, is a project I can't, in good conscience, leave to anyone else. Keeping track of my travels is not a chore or a responsibility, but I do call it a healthy obsession. Sitting at a computer and juggling words doesn't cost me a penny, and traveling to see the world isn't a bad way to gin up things to write about.